This is John Batchelor, conversation with Eric Dolan. Eric J. Dolan is the author of the new book, Left for Dead, Shipwreck, Treachery, and Survival at the Edge of the World. It's 1812. It's the War of 1812, the famous Falkland Islands, except at that time they were very little known. Just the sealers and the sailors ever stopped there. But over the previous 100 years, it had been claimed by several countries. At this moment of the telling of Left for Dead, no one's on the Falklands, so it's up for grabs. At the same time, there is an Australian ship bound for home from Australia, and it's shipwrecked, and along come an American sealing team to help them. And then, Left for Dead, Shipwreck, Treachery, and Survival at the Edge of the World. Here's Eric J. Dolan to explain the dilemma and the greed of the prize system in 1812. A minor incident in 1812, now the legend of the Falklands, is just beginning, as opposed to where we are in the 21st century. Unresolved, the Falkland Islands, also known as Malvinas. More of this later tonight.
Well, he's in his early 20s, and he has been in a number of engagements before, has not made much of a name for himself, but was deemed to be a competent commander of men. And he took on this task, even though the Nancy was a somewhat rickety ship, with high hopes of burnishing his reputation and his record by saving all of the castaways. It was a great opportunity to be a hero of sorts. And that's what he had in mind when he sailed out of Buenos Aires.
His name is Duranda. And at this point, I was about to become disenchanted with the prize ceremony of the Royal Navy. We've all read Patrick O'Brien's stories of Aubrey and Maturin, and you cheer for Aubrey as he's always plundering the French. But in this instance, it becomes clear that many interpreters of the prize system used it as semi-piracy, and that's what's about to happen here. What's important is that this becomes, Eric, it strikes me that this becomes a story of property and not people. The people...
Right. Yeah, Duranda, he was made aware when he made it to the Falkland Islands and the castaways were there, and the Americans were, some of the Americans, including Barnard, were another part of the Falklands getting ready, the Nanina, to leave the Falklands. When Duranda got there, the British told him about this humanitarian deal, what the Americans had offered him. And Duranda just ripped up the deal. He said, I don't care. We're at war. The American ship is a prize, and all the Americans are going to be prisoners of war. And his impetus was because of the prize system, which had been around for hundreds of years, and Americans had used it to good effect in the American Revolution, and were using it during the War of 1812. I wrote a book on that, Rebels at Sea, Privateering in the American Revolution. So it's not as if this was a unique mechanism to be used at time in war. But what Duranda did is, instead of looking at the humanity of the situation and realizing that these Americans were trying to help British citizens, he viewed it as an opportunity for personal financial gain. And not one of the British castaways stood up to Duranda. So when the Nanina came back, it was claimed as a prize, and all the Americans, minus Charles Barnard, one other American, and three British who were left behind on an island because they were hunting. Everybody else was made a prisoner, all the Americans, and Duranda, the Nanina, the HMS Nancy, the castaways leave the Falklands. And in the process, and this is a big part of the story, they leave behind the hunting party that had gone off to get food to help feed the British.